Nicht um Mundo fine, night train to the end. Running hard and running fast to meet my future and away from my past. Taking the gamble that cannot last. Night train to the end. Hell's ride to Mundo fine. Hell's ride to the end. Sold my soul to the devil's pen. He draws me hard with a merciless hand. And all I bought is a handful of sand. Night train to the end. I'm on this ride cause I have no pride in myself or in men or in God. Now if you want to share in the price of my fare, then fill your mind with greed that is blind and wander in a evil fog. Night train to Mundo fine. Night train to the end. Running hard and running fast to beat my future and away from my past. Taking the gamble that cannot last. Night train to the end.
Well, John Carradine's having a rough time there. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Night Train to Mundo Fine. Music I like to call folk. Here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world online and on your smartphone and tablet at classicalwscs.org. Let's get started on this edition of Night Train with Scheid and Acorn. Thank you.
God circled round. He had journeyed so far. His cry pierced the silence, and he fell like a star. He died in my arms, and I sang him a lullaby. And we cried. The girl of the cosmos has taught me this song. It's all very simple. You just sing along. Thank you.
besides I'm just a nobody. The kind of person you despise. But I've got hope in every morning. You can't take that from me. You think your power to control me. You've got the money and the name. I have my freedom in my lady's eyes. You can't take that from me. 'Cause I am lord of the skies and the rolling seas. Lord of the hills and the wild spring breeze. The fields and flowers and the birds and trees. Can't take that from me. You try to tell me I have nothing. You laugh when I say I have all. My kingdom's one that's free to all men. You can't take that from me. 'Cause I am lord of the skies and the rolling seas. Lord of the hills and the wild spring breeze. The fields and flowers and the birds and trees. You can't take that from me. 'Cause I am lord of the skies and the rolling seas. Lord of the hills and the wild spring breeze. The fields and flowers and the birds and trees. Can't take that from me.
That was Ken Saul from a privately released LP from the early 1970s. The album's called Seashells, and it was released on the Seashell label. The song is Lord of the Skies, and Ken Saul was a member of the original Stone Angel, great UK folk rock band from back in the day, and I do believe that they are still recording and still performing. Before that, we heard the legendary duo of Peter Howell and John Ferdinando. They collaborated on a number of projects, including Alice Through the Looking Glass, Agincourt, Ithaca, and several more. They're all absolutely stunning and brilliant from note to note. That was a tune called On Location. Peter Howell, of course, went on to become a composer for the Peter Davison era of Doctor Who. Before Peter Howell and John Ferdinando, we heard Richard Mult with a relatively new recording. I think that was released last year on the Wild Silence label. A song called The Sounding Circle. We started off with UK folk rock band Shied and Acorn and Girl of the Cosmos. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Night Train to Mondo Fine, music I like to call folk.
You're listening to Norman Corwin read
The Runaway by Robert Frost.
You're on the Soundbeat.
Once, when the first snow of the year was beginning to fall, we stopped by a mountain pasture to say, "Whose cult?"
The poem describes travelers and their encounter with a young cult left out in a snowstorm. So, not to play poet psychologist here, But maybe Frost's concern for the youngster relates to his own childhood. A nervous student from the start, he was sent home from kindergarten on his first day with stomach pains. The same condition would follow him throughout his schooling, even during college at Harvard. Frost would never receive an actual degree from there, or anywhere, but would amass over 40 honorary ones.
He's running away. I doubt if even his mother could tell him, "Sakes, it's only weather." He'd think she didn't know.
He was also named consultant in poetry to the Library of Congress, a title since renamed Poet Laureate. Corwin himself was known as the Poet Laureate of Radio. For more on this broadcasting legend, go to soundbeat.org right now.
Whoever it is that leaves him out so late when other creatures have gone to stall and bin ought to be told to come and take him in.
Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Okay, listen up. I've got a barn burner of a tune here on the night train. Ian Ethan Case, native of Vermont, extraordinary guitarist, masterful musician. This is The Infinite Race.
Exploring Science in the Sea. If you look at a map of Australia, it looks like a giant has taken a bite out of its southern flank. A gentle indentation curves across almost the entire continent. And coincidentally enough, it's known as the Great Australian Bight. In this case, though, bite is spelled B-I-G-H-T. The name comes from a nautical term for a curved section of rope or string. Similar bites are found around the world, including the Atlantic and Pacific coasts of the United States. A bite is defined as a long, shallow bend or indentation in the coastline. It's not as dramatic as a bay, so it often doesn't look like a special feature, just the gentle curve of the coastline itself. There are two major bites in the United States. One is the Southern California Bight. It stretches from well north of Los Angeles down past San Diego, about 400 miles in all. It's home to almost 500 species of fish, plus hundreds of species of mammals, shellfish, seabirds, and other creatures. On the East Coast, there's the New York Bight. It stretches from the New Jersey coast to the western tip of Long Island. Its bottom is shallow, so it acts as a sort of funnel for storm-driven water, bringing major storm surges. The biggest bite in the world is the one in Australia. Like the one in California, it's home to an amazing diversity of marine life, including right whales, sea lions, and great white sharks. In fact, much of the bite is a marine reserve, protecting the bite out of the Australian coastline. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you, Holly. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Night Train to Mondo Fine, music I like to call folk. Here's a tune by Jesse Acock called Out to Space.
Thank you. Once you knew for sure, now you're walking in the shore to wonder. The more you learn, the less you know. The more you move, the more you go to nowhere. Ask a bird as she flies by, just where she's at, and she says where the wind blows. Ask her by that what she means. She says she doesn't know, but as she flew away, she seemed to say the wind. Staggered to your room, sleep by day and plot by moon, your conscious blight. Pack your dreams, you move away, decide to eat and live by day and leave the night. City sun blinks in your eyes. You shade your face and realize a lonely crowd. Then at once you feel the smile, and then the ice warm air moves by. She says the breeze provokes her sigh. The wind is the wind. Wind is my love. Who knows the wind? Who knows my love? Where blows found another spring, another joy, a human thing called lovers. You play your roles of comedy, refreshing well the tragedy you're living. Love was sure, so you say, but like the wind, love blew away. But as she left, she seemed to say, the wind is.
Circus Maximus with Wind, beautiful, beautiful song that used to hear on FM radio back in the day quite often, especially on the very cool radio stations. Before that, from Snowstorm, a tribute to Galaxy 500, we heard BMX Bandits and a tune called Tugboat. We started off with Jesse Acock and Out to Space. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Night Train to Mundo Fine, music I like to call folk.
Is there a sound which is unique to where you live? Well, that's a question we asked not long ago, inviting you to share your signature sounds with us. Well, the results are in from all over the world. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to bells of St. Mary's Church ringing in the city of Rijeka, Croatia. The bells are part of a city's soundscape recorded by listener Ivo Vikic. This is the sound of a 1957 freight elevator. James Engelman of Cleveland, Ohio, recorded it a few years ago on a wing of the Cleveland Museum of Art, just before the wing was demolished to make way for the museum's expansion. So it's actually a ghost sound. Here's a warning sound sent by Mae Cheng from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Severe weather is the norm there, so the city's tornado sirens are tested every Saturday. Chuck Hansen of San Diego, California, recorded this death mourning ceremony held for an elderly woman at Tan To, South Vietnam. The amplified music and song of such a ceremony can occur any time during the day or night for 3 days. See photos from the ceremony that Chuck attended and tell us about your signature sounds on our Facebook page. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
down to the clouds.